As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Everybody, and welcome to a new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr., guys. Listen, real quick before we get started, don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. And as always, the show would not be the show if I didn't start off by giving all props and welcomes and thank yous to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Girl, that's your shout out. I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, I'm so excited to be here today. Guys, look, it's 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Mountain Time. That means TMG is streaming and it's on the air. Listen, guys, in a very short time, this show is taking off. And it is being heard in places other than right here in the United States. It's been heard in great nations all around the globe. Places like the United Kingdom, places like Austria, India, South Africa, just to name a few. And I am so glad you are joining us today. If you have been tuning in with us for an entire year as I stream and we share in this podcast, thank you. Thank you so much for joining in. And maybe this is your first time listening, your first time tuning in. Maybe someone told you about the show and you say, you know what? I'll give it a try. I'll listen. And you say, hey, I'm going to tune in. And you find yourself tuning in today. I am glad that you are here. Or maybe you found us by accident. However you found us, I am glad that you did. Guys, I have an exciting topic that I want to share with everyone today. Today's topic, if you did not catch it earlier, is on a roll. Yeah, on a roll. Yeah, we need to be on a roll. Guys, before we get started, right as we jump into it, I want to show off a quick video really quickly, and it's going to help us get on a roll. Give me 1 second, guys. Let me show you this video. You ready? Here we go. All right, guys, on a roll, as you can see, I showed a picture of a train on a track moving. And that train, once it starts moving, he is definitely on a roll. I remember as a kid, when I was growing up as a kid, everywhere we went was our playground. You know, we made a playground out of almost everything. I think one of the worst things you could do when I was coming up, one of the worst things you could do when I was coming up is to tell us that you could not go outside. Yeah. Anybody else can agree to that? Anybody else a witness to that? We would rather you beat us or whoop us or whatever you're going to do, but don't tell us that you cannot go outside. That was the worst punishment of all. We would take no TV over you can't go outside. And whenever we went outside, we made a playground out of everywhere we went. Vacant lots, somebody else's backyard. Didn't even have to know them. Somebody's backyard. We lived near a train track. And when we lived near this train, So a lot of times, we would go play near the train track. Now, I get it. It wasn't the safest thing to do. But most of us understood when you hear a train coming, move, run, get out of the way. So we would play near this train track. And so I remember the child, we lived near a train track. And it was kind of odd that, now, if you ever been close enough to a train, you'll understand what I'm about to say. If you ever was maybe catching a subway, or maybe you're catching any kind of train, or if you stood near a train, you'd understand what I'm about to say. If we lived in a train, if you stood close enough to the train tracks while the train was approaching, the ground began to shake just a little. Yeah, as the train began approaching, the ground began to shake just a little, and you could hear the roar of a train approaching. Yeah, a train doesn't do a silent approach. It's not going to sneak up on you. It's not going to catch you by surprise. It has a roar to it. It has a distinctive roar. The roar is so distinctive that even when a tornado is coming, it sounds like a train. It's so distinctive. It sounds like a train. So it's not going to sneak up on you. But I remember if you ever got close enough to a train, while it was approaching, you could hear the sound of it roaring on the track, and the ground would begin to shake just a little as it seems to be coming near us, and as it was approaching, and as the train went past us, you could feel the wind from the speeding train. Yeah, you could feel the wind blow off the train as it sped fast past us. And the ground began shaking. I don't know if you ever have, but have you ever been close enough to something? Somebody ask this question. Have you ever been close enough to something that as it got closer or as it came closer to you, you could feel it shake things up a little bit. Yeah. As it got closer to you, you could feel that it began to shake things up a little. A good example of this is thunder. Think about a thunderstorm, right? Thunder from an approaching storm will do it. It'll shake things up a little bit. It can rattle and shake things up even before the storm arrives. Have you ever been in a thunderstorm and before the rain came, before it began raining, you could hear the thunder crack and pop, and it would shake things up. And you could hear glass in your house, or the stuff begin to shake, or the house begin to shake and rattle and shake things up a little bit. And it did all this before the storm arrives. I mean, everything can be quiet, right? Everything can be quiet. Then at one moment, everything gets shaken up. What I'm saying is this, in reference to that. What I'm saying is this. Some things only need one moment. Yeah, some things only need one moment. Everything could be quiet, but in one moment, everything gets shaken up. You could be sitting there watching television or on the phone or doing homework or doing chores or whatever you might be doing. All of a sudden, in one moment, everything gets shaken up. So what I'm saying is some things only need one moment. Maybe all we need is just one moment. Maybe you don't need all the time you think you need. Maybe all you need is one moment. And listen, I began to think about this when I thought about how things can change in one moment. When I began to think about maybe all we need is just one moment. One moment for someone to believe in you. One moment for you to believe in yourself. One moment to believe that you can. One moment to believe that you will. Maybe all you need is just one moment. Think about this for something, for a minute. Anything that has been invented was invented over time. But in one moment, they shook up the world. In one moment, they turned heads. In one moment, their names became unforgettable. Let me ask this question. Is this your moment that you shake up things? Is this your moment you begin to rattle the cage? Is this your moment that they hear you approaching? Listen, let me ask this question. Have you ever, and I know you may laugh at this one, but have you ever eaten a bag of potato chips? And it seems like the closer you got to the bottom of the bag, the better they began to taste. It was as if all the flavor had gathered together at the bottom of the bag. Anybody else other than myself ever found that happening? That whenever you're eating a bag of potato chips, it seems like all the flavor is at the bottom of the bag. Seems like they don't really get really good until they're almost gone. You don't get all the flavor until it's almost gone. Seems like the closer you get to the bottom of the bag, the better they began to taste. It was as if like the flavor just kind of gathered at the bottom and you started shaking the bag and going. And the reason you were shaking the bag because you were going after the flavor. You were shaking up the bag because you were going after the flavor. Here's what I'm saying. You know when it's your time to shake it up when things look like they're winding down. And like the bag of potato chips, it seems like there's more effort you put in, the less you get out of it. So it's just like those bags of potato chips. The more effort you put in to try to get something in, the less you get out of it. That's how you know when it's your moment to shake things up. When the more effort you put in, the less you get out. When you've gotten down to the last compliment, once you've gotten to the last hello, when all you got left is what you've got left. Listen, this is when it's your time to shake it up and go after the flavor. I'm not putting all my effort in and not going after the flavor. If you have to work, then go after the flavor. If you're in school, go after the flavor. If you're a healthcare worker, a teacher, a social worker, a stay-at-home mom, a stay-at-home dad, if you work virtually, if you commute, go after the flavor. Just like that bag of potato chips, I'm not going to put in all my effort and not go after the flavor. If you have to work 40 hours a week, don't put in all that time and not go after the flavor. You survived everything you have up to this point. Go after the flavor. You survived all the lies, all the betrayals. Go after the flavor. They said you would never make it. Go after the flavor. Your life has changed. Go after the flavor. You know I am a firm believer in positive affirmation. Say it to yourself. Type it in chat. Go after the flavor. I'm going after the flavor. You may not be the top executive right now. Go after the flavor. Listen, it doesn't matter what they said about you. Go after the flavor. Yeah, go after it. Go after it. Go after it. And this is how you know when it's your moment to shake things up. When you no longer see yourself as valuable, shake it up. When others may not appreciate you any longer, shake it up. When it appears that life may be winding down in some things, in your career, in our relationships, shake it up. And as the train would pass by, the ground would begin shaking. Yeah, the ground would begin to shake. Now, I'm not sure how many people have ever been on a train or rode a train. And you may have seen this in older movies. I don't know if they still do this, but I remember as a kid, as I was growing up, a lot of times we would take the train. My grandmother and I would take the train from New York to Alabama, and we would ride the train. We would always ride the train. And one of the things that stuck out with me as a kid that I always enjoyed seeing, I always enjoyed doing, or not really doing, but enjoyed seeing, was I remember as a kid when we rode the train, the engineer, the guy who was driving the train, the engineer would always kind of stand outside and he would say, "All aboard." And that right there always kind of got me, because I knew we was about to get moving. I knew we were about to get started. I knew I was about to hear that. I knew the wheels on the train would begin rolling. So I remember hearing him say, "All aboard." And to me, I remember that that means this, that all aboard, it was the signal to start the engine. Sometimes the toughest part of finishing anything is just getting started. We won't ever see the end if there is never a start. You should say this to yourself, get rolling. Yeah, say it to yourself, get rolling. If you want to see the finish, get rolling. If you want to see what comes next, get rolling. If you want to know how far you can go, get rolling. All aboard! And I learned this, that all aboard is also a signal. It is also to signal last call. Yeah, when you hear the engineer say all aboard, it's to signal last call. And maybe, and just maybe, someone might be feeling like this. Just maybe you might be thinking this way, that it's your last call, that it's your last opportunity, it's your last moment. Because of my age, it's my last call. Because I'm too young, it's my last call. Because I've made so many bad choices, so many bad decisions, it's my last call. Because I've done so many things that hurt so many other people, it's my last call. Maybe, just maybe, you feel there's no way out, there's nowhere to go, that this is your last call. Just maybe you might be thinking this way. And sometimes there are things that can happen in life and it will feel like it's the last call. Like it's your last shot. Like it's your last chance or your last opportunity. Your last moment. Listen, when all you need to realize is all you need is one moment. Yeah, you listen. We may be down to our last shot, but listen to me. All you need is just one shot. And listen, there is nothing wrong with it being your last call. Let me say that again, because I want someone to be encouraged. I want someone to be encouraged. There's nothing wrong with it being your last call. There is nothing wrong with this being your last call. Maybe you had to change how you live. Maybe you had to downsize. Maybe you had to put off going to school right now. Listen, there is nothing wrong with this being your last call. Maybe you're listening to me and maybe you made some bad choices and you're behind bars. Or maybe you have a habit or a hobby you're trying to break, and this is your last call. There is nothing wrong with it being your last call. Because, and here's what I learned. And I learned this by looking at myself, because a lot of times I was just like this next statement that I'm about to make. Because it's nothing wrong with it being your last call, because last call people become desperate people. Yeah, they become desperate people. Last call people don't have time to play. Last call people are not trying to put on for someone else. Last call people don't have time to stop and try to impress others. Last call people understand that their time is valuable. Only people who have time to play, who have time to play with, don't run and catch the train when they hear that it's pulling out of the station. Are there any last call people watching and listening? You understand the kind of people I'm talking about, the ones who say, I would go over there, but it's the last call. I would take a shortcut, to get the job done, but it's the last call.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Treat them how they treated me, but it's the last call. I would quit. I would give up on myself. I would give up on my dreams, but it's the last call. Are there any last call people who say, I'm determined to make it. I'm determined to get there. I will not quit. I won't give up. There's nothing wrong with it being last call. We need a few more last call people today. People who are determined to see that someone else makes it. People that are determined to help someone else make it. People that are determined to see themselves get up. People that are determined not to remain where they are. People that are determined not to blame others for what you've done. Are there any last call people listening today? And there are all types of trains. And I learned that there are all types of trains. All types of trains. There are what they call bullet trains. Yeah, they are bullet trains, and they are built for speed. Yeah, they are built for speed. They are built and designed to get you to your destination in a hurry. They're designed to help you arrive at your destination in a hurry. And then there are freight trains, and while they may not be built for speed, they are built for endurance. They go further distances. It does not matter which one you are built for. All you need to do is get on a roll. The only reason the wrong people can attach themselves to us and jump on board, it's because we're not moving fast enough. Yeah, if we get on a roll, we won't have to worry about wrong relationships. If we get on a roll, we won't have to worry about toxic individuals. If we get on a roll, some things we can avoid. Get on a roll. A train on the tracks, once it begins to move, is one of the most difficult things to stop while it's in motion. But as long as it is sitting still on the tracks, anyone can jump on. Anyone can hop on for the ride. But once it gets on a roll, it's difficult to keep pace and to get on. If you're not already on, chances are you're missing it. It's difficult to jump on something that is on a roll. Let me say that again. It's difficult to jump on something that's on a roll. Why do you think there's little to no opposition when we aren't doing much or when we aren't doing anything? They don't have a problem with you sitting on the track. Opposition only comes when you begin to move. If you want to find out, I learned this in life. If you want to find out who's really on your side, start moving. Start going in a direction. Get some purpose. Get some direction. If you really want to find out who's on your side, start moving. If you really want to find out who has your back, all you have to do is act like you starting up your engine. You don't even have to start moving. All you have to do is act like you're starting up your engine. There is a sound when I was coming up as a kid, you know, they tell you a cow makes a sound go moo, and they say a chicken makes a sound go cluck, cluck, but that's a sound they taught me that a train makes. They say a train makes a sound called choo, choo, you know, choo, choo. Everything has a sound. Everything is identified by a sound. Most everyone is familiar with the sound of an approaching train as it moves on the tracks. It's a sound that says something unstoppable is approaching. It's a sound that says if you're not out of the way, move quickly. It's a sound that says I don't make immediate stops, which means it takes a while for me to come to a stop. It takes a lot to bring me to a stop. It's a sound that says I've got a destination to reach and nothing is going to stop me. And when a train begins rolling, people would be running and moving out of the way. You could see people scrambling because something was approaching. They would be moving because something unstoppable is approaching. All I'm trying to say is this. Maybe some of the commotion happening is because they are realizing that you are unstoppable. Maybe all the back and forth has been occurring because something great is approaching. Yeah, you are the train. Everything that's been happening, everything they've been saying, is because you are approaching. You may not even realize it, but you are making a sound that says you can't be stopped. Maybe you don't realize it, but you're making a sound that says you don't easily quit. They're not upset with you. Listen, they're not upset with where you came from. They're upset because you keep going. Others may not be as concerned about our past as we are. Our past does not concern them. It's our future destinations that has them on edge. It's where you go from here that keeps them trying to derail you. Get on a roll. Yeah, get on a roll. But once we get on a roll, it's hard to stop it. I was watching a movie once and they had to stop a runaway train. And think about this. It made me think about what a runaway train actually was or actually is. A runaway train is just a train without discipline. A runaway train is just a train without discipline. And listen, and one of the people said this about the runaway train. And one of the people that were trying to stop the train, who was tasked with trying to stop the train, said, and I guess they had years of experience, I don't know. But they said, it should be easy to stop it. Yes, it should be easy to stop. And the other person they were talking to, the other individual they were talking to, said this. Says, it's not going to be that easy because by now it's on a roll. And listen, and to even come close, so by now it's on a roll. And to even come close, he said, and to even come close, you've got to be able to match its pace, not just in the straightaways, but also in the turns. What I'm saying to you is this. When it's trying to match your speed, whatever is trying to match you and catch up to you, just make a turn. Every time negativity tries to pace you and catch up with you, make another turn. Each time self-doubt and low self-esteem tries to catch up with you and say that you aren't good enough, or say that you can't do it, or say you'll always be the same way, you'll always be the same thing, don't get upset, just make a turn. All you have to do is just make another turn. Put it in chat, say it to yourself, I'm making a turn. Yeah, everything they said about you, it may have hurt you, it may have disappointed you, it's trying to catch up to you. Don't get upset. Don't stop your momentum. Make another turn. Another reason it's called a runaway train is because it doesn't really have a true destination most times. Yeah, it doesn't really have a true destination most times. It's just moving. It's just moving. So the train in this movie, so the train continued to go from one train stop to the next until finally this train just ran out of gas. Yeah, it just ran out of gas. Life is a lot like that. When you think about it, life is a lot like that. We've got to take it one stop at a time. Our journey through life is not defined by the number of stops we've had, but our ability to keep going past the stop. It's not defined by all the name brand clothing we can get. It's just a stop. It's not defined by the best job we have. It's just a stop. It's not defined by the school we graduated from. It's a great thing, but it's just a stop. It's about how we handle it past the stop. After we graduate, after we get the degree, after we get the job we wanted, after the interview, after the disappointment, after the letdown, what do you do after the stop? That's what determines who you are, who we are. So in this movie, come to find out in this movie, the reason the train was, there was a reason the train was set as a runaway. The reason the train was set as a runaway is because there were explosives on it. So someone on purpose, with intention, set this train as a runaway. It was done on purpose because there were explosives on the train. Now, I know you got to be thinking, what was this person thinking? What was on their mind? Were they, have they lost it? Were they crazy? They sat here and set this train as a runaway train on purpose? You mean you did this craziness on purpose? You did all of this wild stuff intentionally? And the only way to prevent collateral damage is to get it out of the city as fast as it could. So they calculated by the amount of gas remaining in the train and the distance it would take for the train to get out of the city. They said, to minimize collateral damage, I'll make this a runaway train. It'll get out of the city, and when it explodes, it won't have very much collateral damage. And I know you might be thinking, this person must be out of their minds. Listen, let me just make this statement. Sometimes it might take a little crazy, a little uneasiness, some uncertainty to push us a little more. Yeah, it took this to push us a little more. So listen, if it wasn't for this, there'd be a lot of collateral damage. It seemed crazy. It might have seemed unorthodox, but it avoided some collateral damage. Sometimes it might take a little crazy. It might take a little uneasiness. It might take us being uneasy. It might take us being uncertain to push us a little more. Listen, to push us past our next stop. If it wasn't for the craziness that was happening with some of us, we might have stopped when we should have kept rolling. We may have pulled in when we could have kept going. If it was not for some of the uneasiness that we've been feeling, we might have never have ventured outside of our box because of the uneasiness of the financial crisis, because of the uneasiness with gas prices increasing. People everywhere are finding new and different ways to get things done, finding new and better ways to stay on a roll. Runaway trains don't have anybody at the controls, and that has been the problem with a lot of us. People trying to control us. Our emotions controlling us. Our past controlling us. Our mistakes controlling us. What someone else said about us, controlling us. What your teacher said, controlling us. What your parents may have said, controlling us. A poor experience, controlling us. I'm not suggesting that we do not need discipline, or that we have, or that we can behave or do whatever it is that we want. I'm talking about things always in control of us. You're never feeling like you're never in control of your own life. You are trained on a track, and somebody controls when you go. Somebody controls when you stop. Almost like you have to ask permission if you can get a drink of water. Almost like you have to ask permission if you can, listen, if you can, what you can wear or when you can eat. Part of the reason some of us or have been so frustrated is because there's always been someone else or something else in control of us, taking us to a destination we ain't got no say-so in. A runaway train is on a destination that the train has no say-so in. And sometimes we have habits that control us, and we don't have, listen, and it's taking us in destinations we have no say-so in. Maybe you're trying to get past smoking, or maybe you're trying to get beyond drug usage or alcohol usage, and it's taking you in directions and you have no control over it. Maybe there's a habit you said, I have no control over it, and it's taking you in directions. Something has always controlled us. Maybe it was our emotions. Maybe it was our family members. Maybe it was our friends. If it wasn't our friends, then it was things that happened to us, previous experience. But if we ever get on a roll, yeah, we just need to get on a roll. Well, how do I get on a roll? Get started. That get started may look like in the form of getting some help, talking to a counselor, talking to a trusted advisor. Get started. But if we ever get on a roll, if we ever get started, if we ever get moving and get going, that idea that you've been sitting on, get started. That thing that you told yourself that you want to do, get started. Maybe there was a plan that you came up with that you said would be great for the community. Get started. Maybe you saw something that you could help finish, that could help you finish school. Get started. Maybe there's a hobby that you laid down when COVID came. Pick it back up and get started. You will become difficult to control. And that is why some people don't want us to get started. That's what negativity will do. It doesn't want you to get started. That's why some people don't want you to get going, because they know once you get going, they will lose their control over you. You know, I am a big believer in positive affirmation. Before we get out of here today, you should begin to say this out loud. I'm on a roll. Yeah, I can't be stopped. I'm on a roll. I'm on a roll. Guys, it's that time. And as always, it's been a real blast. Don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with capital T. And look, don't forget to tune in right here each Thursday, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. And you can stream your favorite episodes on your favorite streaming platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and now on Amazon Music, Audible, and Pandora, and so many others. Listen, guys, thank you for tuning in. And as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I gotta go. Peace.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.